From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For 26 years, the Rubel family showed their massive art collection in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, paintings and sculptures and multimedia installations. Today, in the middle of Miami Art Week, the family opens a new space in the Allapattah neighborhood. WLRN's Danny Rivero talked with art collector Mira Rubel at the new Rubel Museum.
You changed the name from the Rubel Family Collection to the Rubel Museum. Why did you make that name change?
Because we would meet people after 26 years who'd said they'd never been there. And we said, well, why? And they said, well, I never got an invitation. It never occurred to them that a collection was a public space that you can just walk into and see the art. Our intention was to make it accessible to the public, and we felt that calling it a collection really created a barrier that was totally misunderstood. I mean, people know what a museum is.
How long has the Rubel Museum been in the works in this form that it's taking now?
Well, it wasn't really a big strategic plan. We were looking for storage, so we went looking, and at the end, and what we found was just too good for storage. And we thought, it's very dangerous when you say, well, what if? You know, we said, what if? Because we have one gallery has 70-foot space without a column. That's ideal for one of the sculptures that we could never install because we never had a 70-foot span in the old building.
What kind of exhibitions are you opening your doors with on opening day?
We are presenting the critical moments in our 55-year history of collecting contemporary art. We were fortunate to be at these moments in these places at the right time, meaning we were fortunate to be in LA to see the Helter Skelter show. We were fortunate to be in New York to see when International with Monument, it was a moment in the East Village. We were there for that East Village moment. What we did here is to dig deep into the sources of our inspiration.
In terms of local artists being featured here, of course you have a lot of artists from New York, from LA, mm-hmm. some local artists. How much prominence is given to local artists on your walls?
You know, we never go out looking for local artists. Local artists have to be compelling for us to collect, and we have many local artists here. Bringing international people here only makes local artists more visible to the entire world.
For a first-time visitor that walks in here for the first time, maybe that never visited the family collection, what do you hope they experience out of this?
I hope people experience the joy and the meaningfulness of art, and how it can actually give you something for your life that has tremendous meaning. Oh, we didn't even talk about Kusama. Kusama, do you know anything about Kusama? Oh my God. Okay, this is the last treat, okay? This is it.
Wash your head, now you're okay.
Okay, wow. Can you just describe it to us?
Okay. Where we? No, you describe.
From what it looks like, we are floating in the galaxy somewhere.
Yes.
It's a cube with mirrors in it, and there's tiny holes where the light pokes in, but it looks like stars.
Millions and millions of stars, and we are in free fall. That's how I feel right now. We have two rooms like this of different experiences. So when the public comes, they can access this room. There'll probably be a line, which Kusama always has, but her devoted audience knows that it's worth waiting for. What does it teach us about art and its relationship to us? What does it mean to be in a room where you feel like you're floating in a galaxy? This is a good way for us to end our interview, right?
That was WLRN's Danny Rivero talking with Mira Rubel about the Rubel Museum. It opens today in Miami. For the first week, admission to the museum is free. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.